Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Work Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things, point guard of podcasting, coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheeks with the international superstar Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, buddy. Happy Wednesday.
Happy fucking Wednesday. Happy hump day, bitches. I want to give a shout out to Ed Harmon in the racist live chat. Says, imagine if HBO just started all their shows late. Ed Harmon, you're a fucking pussy bitch. Crybaby. Part of the show is fucking showing up and waiting for the show to start. Do you understand?
Yeah,
are you not getting that yet? That's part of the show. You hanging out in the chat, looking at a fucking couple clips, listening to some other shows, that's part of the experience. You're the crazy one. I've been doing the show 3 days a week for years, over 1,000 episodes of this podcast, all available ad-free and uncensored at gasdigitalnetwork.com for free for a week if you use the promo code RAP. I've been doing this shit for fucking years. It's always been the same. Maybe you're the problem.
Isn't that the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different
result? You're an insane fucking...
If you expect Louis to start the show on time, at this point, it's on you.
You're a
This is what I yell at myself in the mirror when I'm upset.
Those are your affirmations.
A moron, if you believe that. Welcome to the show. Zach D'Amico's here. Two incredible guests, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Out for Smokes podcast and Wrestle Roast. Put your hands together at home. I want everyone to clap, actually.
Yeah, please
at home
do. Even if you're driving, clap
Scott
harder.
Scott Chaplin, folks. And then, ladies and gentlemen, from News for Women, who I will say right now in my life, I would say on thin ice... The great Chloe LaBranch is back on the show.
Oh, man. Chloe, you're back on ice? You were doing so good.
I got my eye on you, Chloe.
What'd I do?
I got my eye on you. Let me just say this.
You didn't like my nudes?
Can I say, Chloe?
What?
You know what you do, and that's all I got to say. You know what you do.
Because I FaceTime?
No, FaceTime.
Are you hooking on his sister's corner? Are you intruding?
No, she knows what she does. I won't say anything else except, and I decided to save this for the air because I want Chloe to know how serious I am about this. Chloe, stop gossiping about me to all my ex-girlfriends. Shut up. It gets back to me every time. Don't lie. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
I don't gossip about you ever.
Lying gossip.
I don't gossip about you.
I know for a fact, and it's fine. You're a girl. It's in your...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
There's a few things.
I know exactly what you're...
There's
that was
a few things.
No, there was one, and it was hilarious.
There's a few things. Now, I don't give a shit. If my ex-girlfriends want to talk about me to you, don't go back to other ex-girlfriends of mine and share that information. So then they all come back to me and go, hey, just so you know, Chloe told me this. Don't be a cause of any drama in my life because I think I'm nothing but nice to you. I think I'm nothing but good to you. She comes in, she's like, do you like my sweatshirt? She's wearing a fucking Skankfest shirt. She's like, oh, can I do spit roast next month? Of course you can do spit roast, Chloe.
Well, we talked
come
about
on
it
my
already.
Come on my shows, please. I love you, Chloe. I'll do anything for you. I've been nothing but good to Chloe, yet Chloe's fucking chirping like a little asshole girl and fucking different girls' ears all fucking day long.
No, there's just one girl.
There's just one girl that's
my home girl.
There's a couple. Look.
Which one's your homegirl? Which
look,
one?
Look, we're not naming names. We don't have to fucking say anything else. I'm just saying, Chloe, I got my eyes on you.
I love it when you do that.
I know you do.
Yeah, you can't give them the same information.
Just fucking don't fucking, who cares? It's just, I'm not a teenager. I'm 40 years old. I break up with a chick.
Some of them are.
Yeah. I break up with chicks for years and then it keeps going because girls have to be fucking
but
girls.
Why are they speaking about it?
Because they still like you.
They all love me. They never get over me.
It's a compliment.
But that's silly. No, that's not a compliment. That's an insult to the type of women you date, which is immature. Why the fuck are they still? It's like when it's over, it's over. Maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I just felt left out.
This is Chloe wants to women like believe
Chloe
in songs.
Wants to go to Jamaica.
That's the problem.
Right now.
They listen to love songs and they watch movies and they believe
it. I want
to
spit roast in Jamaica.
All right. You get it, Chloe. You understand what I'm saying. Don't be the source of any stress for me ever in my life. And it hasn't been stressful. I'm just saying it simmers on the borderline of stressful.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I love you. You know I love you.
I love you too.
Listen, I've been friends with Lewis's girlfriends for months at a time. I understand the want.
All right, look, we got...
You're a funny guy. You do funny shit.
I don't understand...
One thing.
A lot of things. There's a few things. There's a few things, Chloe. It wasn't the one... I know the one thing you think is funny. That is funny. I'm not talking about the funny things.
Can we hear some of this?
Nope.
What the fuck?
You saved it for air, though.
What'd you say?
You saved it for air.
I wanted to be cryptic. I wanted to be more cryptic than I've already been. Yeah. I was just going to be like, Chloe, I'm watching you, and then do things like that all the show. But then I looked at her in the face, and I felt bad because I saw genuine hurt in her eyes.
Yeah, I know. She's like, I'm just a girl. What am I supposed to do? Not talk shit? What are we going to talk about? Yeah. Things going on in the world? I don't fucking know about that. Yeah, exactly.
Just a girl standing in front of a Puerto Rican rattlesnake asking him to love me.
I do love you. I try to be your friend. I try to be a good person to you. I think I'm a pretty good person. I genuinely think I'm a pretty good person. Like,
from
not
what
for nothing,
I know, because I can't go, oh, you're a good person, and then there's some girl crying in a corner, you know,
if
that
you
I don't know
me,
about.
If there's particulars. There's particulars. It's sure. I would say to most women, don't date me unless you're sort of ready for a relationship with this type of guy, you know?
No, you describe a certain roller coaster or something, right? When you say, don't date me.
I was like, dude, it's like Medusa.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, you ever been to a... Yeah, and then he stutters for 30 seconds trying to think of a ride. No, it's not a log flume.
Lewis went up to the top and then went backwards again. Lewis shut down for 3 hours. Go back home.
I don't remember this, but...
Lewis cut off a kid's feet.
Lewis's notebook is like, I tried to write you every day for 3 years.
Well, Chloe.
I was at a party and Lev told me this guy was hitting on me and he's like, let's get out of here. And then I just looked him in the eye and said, you don't want this.
Yeah. you're because you're trouble.
Yeah.
You are. Chloe would be somebody that, like, you would, against all my better judgments, you couldn't hook up with Chloe. If you hooked up, if there's a person out there that's hooked up with Chloe, you fucked up. Because you looked at Chloe, you knew what you were getting into, and that's that. It's like those people who go, like, jumping off a cliff, but they're wearing those suits that are, like, that turn them into, like, flying squirrels.
Yeah.
It's like... How do you even practice that?
In what way do you become
that?
Trouble? You don't mean if you have sex with me, I'm trouble. You mean...
I am trouble.
If you continue
tell Chloe
speaking
you like
to
her.
Me...
Yeah. You could fuck Chloe, but you can't act like you like her. If you act like you like her, the end result is going
to
be trouble.
Chloe's dating history is like that when the people for the Red Bull commercial try to make flying machines. It's like, you know they're all going down that cliff.
No, it's like when the Japanese wouldn't stop invading the Russians. That's my dating life.
Chloe, what...
You're going to have to explain that to the side of the table.
Chloe, you...
The Great War.
Chloe's great. And she's hot, and she's cool, and she's funny. But I do feel like... I don't know, but I feel like if you dated Chloe, it would be a lot of fucking just...
Problems.
Wacky. What's the craziest thing you've ever done to a guy?
I had this ex-boyfriend that we would, like, kind of break up, and then I would get really drunk, and I'd go to his building and ring every single buzzer.
Every buzzer?
Every buzzer at, like, Christmas tree.
Oh.
And just do that until he let me in.
Oh, I did that, too. She wouldn't let me in, then I'm like, well, I'm going to bother your neighbors. And she's like, fine, you can come in.
Oh, actually, I know what I did. I did this to
cut off a guy's foot with piano wire.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's like one time.
My girl in high school lived on a dead end, so when she dumped me, I'd drive past her house and then have to slowly turn around and then drive past again.
So. One time, my exes, after we broke up, I just was like, this guy's gay. And so I texted him one night and I was like, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm gay. So if you're gay, this is a safe place. You could tell me. And then he never answered. And the next day I was like, oh, I got to reel this back. So I was like, what I told you, I'm not ready to come out of the closet. So please keep that between us. That was not good.
No, that's good. But it's just wacky. It's a wacky way to be. Look, Chloe doesn't know what she does. She's just a fucking... You know.
Yeah, she said the craziest thing she did was this, but that's the craziest thing she remembers. Like,
yeah, no.
You've crawled through windows and stuff. And
have you ever, like, hurt yourself or threatened to hurt yourself over a guy?
No, I would never do that because I just do that on the reg.
on the rag? You're in your period? She bleeds.
I wouldn't do that to a guy. I would just do that like randomly.
Well, have you ever threatened to hurt yourself to a guy? Because I've definitely threatened suicide. That was my go-to in my early 20s. I was like, bitch, I'll kill myself.
Yeah, of course it was. You were like listening to Marilyn Manson and stuff.
But I kind of...
I'll kill myself by trying to suck my own dick.
Now that I'm older, I realize that it was genuinely manipulation and it was fucked up, right? Like,
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But at the time, I was serious in a weird way. Like, I wasn't actually...
You were playing with the cards you had.
Yeah, I was... I was emotionally fucked up and manic, I guess, right? And I pushed the right way, I could have killed myself. It wasn't like I was just going like, oh, let me... It was no conscious like, oh, let me fucking manipulate this bitch. I'm going to kill myself. No, I'm crying and I want to kill myself and I'm saying it and I'm using that as a tool to control her. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't... It's not exactly like... They sort of demonizing threatening suicide. And I'm here to defend it, okay?
That's a great pickup line for women.
Yeah, so I'm going to put that in my Tinder profile.
If you don't call me, I'm going to kill myself. And the guy's like, all right.
It is like a form of expression that is a release.
I like to, after it doesn't work out with a guy, I like to have sex with his best friend.
No, whoa. That's crazy.
You're not allowed
to do that.
Chloe,
that's actually crazy.
No.
That's psychological warfare.
That's bonkers. You've done that more than once in your life.
But then I like twice, and the guy gets so upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
That's CIA shit. Now, has a guy ever done that to you and you got upset?
Yeah.
Oh, see?
That's happened to me, so...
But you know what? That's also... I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to sound like a very real-ass podcast, dude-heavy perspective here. It's also more on your friend. You know, your friend's kind of a whore in that moment. The dude just being a dude. Two friends? That's so hot. How do you turn it down, right?
Yeah.
But a dude's being a fucking dude. Your friend shouldn't have been a ranted whore. Women, if they fuck you, they've gone against every instinct to not fuck you.
Well, when
a woman acts like a whore, she is going against nature to be a whore. So not even just going against nature, which is like, fine, go against nature. But the intent is to be a fucking pig. It's crazy. Guys are pigs by nature.
He's so hurt right now.
No, it's true.
How many times have you texted this same thing?
Like, how many times have I banged Zach Amico?
How many times have you banged Zach Amico?
After it didn't work out with us.
That's true.
Exactly. So keep it going.
Actually, this guy, I hooked up with this comic years ago, and then his opener started like trying to hook up with me.
Wow.
And then I was like, I don't know if I should do this. That's kind of leveling down. It could be funny, but
that
wouldn't be a power move.
You can't. No, it's not. You can't. You have to always, if you're going to fuck a comic, you have to always start fucking a comic that's more successful and funnier than the last one. For girls, for a guy, it doesn't matter. You guys are all fucking potato patata.
Okay, know? Hey, sure, thanks.
Whatever you guys do. Yeah. Interchange, you can steal each other's jokes. It doesn't fucking matter, right? You're fucking women.
They're all about rape, so.
Yeah, well, after being with me. Anyway, look, let's do our plugs. Let's get our fucking plugs out of the way. We haven't even started the show. That was just a little pre-show chat for me and Chloe to have.
Hit
that wasn't
music.
Recorded, right, Shannon? Good. We're good to go. So let's do some plugs.
I want it out there.
Let's get them going. Chloe, what you plugging on?
I'm going to start my podcast at The Stand, and then also I'm going to headline Nick's Comedy Stop in Boston and then The Secret Group.
Sick.
That's all.
Sick. Going on,
Out for Smokes. I have a podcast with Mike Racine and Sean McCarthy. Also, Wrestle Roast with Dan St. Germain, Robert Karpolis, and Mike Lawrence. Yeah, that's really it.
Zach Amico.
February 17th and 18th, Saratoga Springs, New York. Come out.
What did they just send me? Oh, I see. Great. Got it. Cool. It's got the link for Roar Comedy Club in Western Massachusetts, which is going to be the first weekend of March. Guys, those tickets are going on sale on noon on Friday. Noon this Friday. Grab tickets for Roar Comedy Club, Western Massachusetts. They will be up on lewisofskanks.com and on Ticketmaster. Also going to be in Yonkers, New York, March 9th through 11th. March 16th through 18th, San Diego, California, at the American Comedy Company. Then I'm going to the Funny Bone in St. Louis. I'm going to Wise Guys in West Jordan, Utah, Houston, Texas, Lafayette, Louisiana, and a lot of other dates all being added to the website. LewisofSkanks.com is a website. Come see me on the road. I'm putting my final touches on my next special, which I'm not going to say the name yet, but I was getting cold on England, and then my producer hit me up, and he was like, dude, I'm sending you a trailer for like a concept trailer. And the name that he came up with, I was like, it's fucking great. It's great. So now I think I'm back in England. Damn it. Wow. It's so much harder to produce a special in England than it is here.
I heard they love they're great laughers.
It's the best. The best audience I've ever performed in front of was when I did shows in London. It was a Tuesday night, this little theater. It was the fucking best. And I want to go back there and capture that fucking energy. So that's looking to be in the first week of June.
Don't they have they have a comedy store in London?
Yeah, they do. They have a bunch of great comedy rooms, but a great comedy scene in London. So look out for that. Make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital. Use that promo code REP. Get a 7-day free trial. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I play Warzone basically exclusively. But if you guys can stream snipe me, introduce yourselves in the game, and then kill me, you guys can get a free win on the Wheel of Prizes, which features Skankfest tickets, cash, and more. So make sure you follow me on Twitch. And also go to our iTunes channel. Leave us a 5-star rating, positive review. One reviewer every month we give away a free piece of merch to. And this one, whether it's good or bad, Lightning Skull is the winner this month. Shannon?
Okay, so he said, Lewis and Zach are the golden, it's cut off, so I'll say gods. It's 5 stars, and it says, rap is tied with Legion of Skanks for easily the best podcast of all time. Damn. Anytime you have Lewis J. Gomez on a podcast, you know it's going
to
be fire.
Go to podcasting.
Then you throw in Zach Amico, and it doesn't get any better than that. Damn. I just recently went to the Comedy Store live Legion of Skanks, and let me tell you, every one of these comics are 10 times better live, which is saying a lot, because listening to these shows are already amazingly
great. All right, we got it. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Laughing Skull. Was that a
Lightning
name?
Lightning Skull.
Lightning Skull. Thank you, Lightning Skull.
The Laughing Skull Festival.
Also, please listen to the Thing Is podcast thing with me. And
don't fucking, you don't get plug time. You got to pay me $20, Shannon, every time you plug
your
show.
You always yell at me for not plugging, and then when I take a second to plug, you also yell at me. It's a really fun show. Mike Figgs is the new co-host.
Look at Shannon using Figgs now as a selling point. She was in the beginning. She's like, maybe we'll use Figgs. We'll see what's going. I'll see if I like him. She wouldn't call him a co-host for 5 episodes. She's such a bitch.
He had to earn it, and he's also been late on every single episode, so he's still earning it. But we had the Himbos on yesterday. It was a lot of fun. So check that out, please.
You made the Himbos fun. No way. That must be a great show.
What's the Himbos?
Justin Silver and Josh Adam Myers. Yuck. No, I love those guys. I'm fucking around. We're going to get the Himbos in here.
Is that karaoke
I'm trying to get a day where they both can come in. I'm working on it.
Love it. All right. Let's get into some of these other things. World's biggest YouTuber, Mr. Beast, who I just found out about this guy recently. He's fun. I like his. I get why people watch it. It is kind of, you know, have you seen Mr. Beast's channel?
Yeah, I know about him. Yeah.
You know about Mr. Beast?
No.
So he's a guy, he just does like challenges. I think, and there's like is it his friends? A lot, like a core group of like people, because there's people that repeat, you know what I'm saying? So I think there's a core group of friends that he essentially just like, hey, dude, you want to make $5,000? You got to shoot, three 3-point jumpers in a row. Whoever does it first, you know, wins $5,000. And then him and his, you know, all of his buddies start shooting. And then a lot of time it's fans. I think it's random people from the internet. They go up to random people and they do these challenges. But most of the time it's a big money challenge. The lowballing would be like 5K. Sometimes he gives away a car or a house or crazy shit. I'm sure there's a list of things that Mr. Beast has given away. Right, Shannon? Look that up.
Yeah, also a jet. He gave away a jet, $500,000.
Damn.
$456,000. Yeah, a lot of money.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I mean, big fucking prizes. I've just seen videos where he'll like just be, you know, just doing stupid shit with like people for like whatever, right? And it's entertaining, you know. So apparently he did a video where he gave, Shannon, give me the details on this because I don't want to get it wrong.
So he paid to cure 1,000 blind people. There are people that needed cataract surgery. So he paid them, and then he also, random people that are blind, also gave them an extra $10,000 because they had lost their jobs because they weren't able to see. And so he shared the content on his video of the people being able to see for the first time. And Twitter and comments and stuff, people are just angry at him because they feel like he's doing this just to get views.
Of course he's doing it just to get views.
Yeah, but like, let's
Didn't
say...
they do it just to be able to view?
Damn. Take that, you sightless bitches.
Helen Keller.
Yeah, so, okay, so he does it for views. You know, if the peripheral benefit, side joke.
Nice.
If the peripheral benefit is
a thousand people
being able to see, like, who really cares? Like, what does it fucking matter? Like, it's the even if, like, let's say this, maybe he probably looks at it as a side benefit as the views and the cash that he makes off his views, you know? But it's a business that he's running. You know, the age old, you know, fucking game is spend less money than you make, right? And if he's spending less money than he's making, and 1,000 people can see, it is literally just a positive thing for the world. There's nothing negative to come from it in the world. It is just pure positivity for every party involved. There's nothing negative from it. And tearing something like that down, you are the ones creating the negativity in the world. You guys are the ones that are putting that into the fucking atmosphere, right? I don't give a fuck if he's doing it just for the money. I don't care if he's like, dude, fuck these people. Fuck their eyes. I hope they go blind again. I'll do it again. I'll make double the money. I don't care. You know, people have to sort of just look at like what reality is, you know. I wish more companies would be making millions of dollars, and the peripheral benefits of that is people being able to see, hear, walk, fucking hear, you know, healing their disabilities. What an incredible world we would live in if every benefit or if every business created those side benefits, yeah, right?
But we don't want more stand-ups.
That is true. We don't.
I don't see people's issue with this. Do you think Exhibit really cared if people got nicer new cars? Like, isn't this just what entertainment is?
Maybe just his mom.
Yeah, and that wasn't that wasn't like actual fucking good for the world. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you go, oh my God, I have all of this celebrity and all of this money. What's the best thing I can do with it? And it's probably that, right? I mean, I guess you could not show them, but then you're not making the money that can... Because I think a big thing people were saying was, in order to get the surgery, you would have to agree to be in the video. Otherwise, wouldn't he be like, get the fuck out of here? But that's probably not true either. I doubt 1,000 people are in the video.
If I had to guess, that's also not true. But
yeah.
Even if it were, I just don't know. It actually reminds me, Shannon, you brought up that other story about how in Massachusetts they're allowing prisoners to have reduced sentences. If they're willing to give up, they're willing to suck
give
cock.
Up the booty?
No, if they're willing to donate organs.
Yeah, or bone marrow.
Or bone marrow, which is delicious.
Yeah, honestly, if I donated an organ, nobody would want my liver.
It would be a fucking problem.
Donate organs, that's when they die.
No, ones that you can give up.
Like a kidney. You
stuff
only need
you have
one.
Two of.
How many? What can you donate and live? You donate a lung,
kidney.
Right?
A kidney, right? Yeah.
You can donate your kid, a knee. What else? Oh, there you go.
Hey, this motherfucker! We're waking up.
What body parts can you donate and live with?
Kidney, liver, and then also...
Your liver, they cut off like a piece of it and then it regenerates, right?
Mm-hmm. Back.
Yes. And then it says a skin, bone marrow, and blood-forming cells.
Hmm. And then bone marrow is very important, right?
Oh, also a part of the lung and a part of the pancreas.
I thought the whole lung. I thought you could donate a lung.
It says you can give a lobe.
A lobe? Shannon, that's an ear, you idiot. God, Shannon, stupid. I'm sorry, guys. Shannon knows nothing about science. That's why we didn't hire her for her science skills.
She doesn't hear much.
Why is the half a cup of coffee?
Just kidding, Shannon.
Is it the very end of the pot?
Oh, may I have more coffee?
Is it the very end of the pot?
I'll make it up.
No, give me it. It's fine. Give it to me while you make another one. I'm sorry, John. I'm being mean to you today, but that was ridiculous. I've been talking about being keto for fucking 6 days straight. I asked for breakfast. This dickhead comes in with a sandwich. And then I know everyone's going, like, hey, dude, he got your breakfast. That doesn't matter. It's his job.
Yeah. Sure.
It's his job.
Hey, sure.
You can't. And I know I yelled at him and embarrassed him in front of everybody. And it was really, you know, it was not how you should treat another human being. I understand that.
I worked for the Tennis Channel once, and John McEnroe, you know, he was one of the commentators and
he's
runner.
Like, he screams
psycho.
At people, yells,
so I
curses.
Brought him
I love
in,
that guy.
I brought him in the wrong sandwich, and he just threw it at me.
Yes. See, I love it. He's like, stop gossiping about Gomez, Chloe. He threw a sandwich right at your fucking head. You fucking dickhead.
Another thing I guess people are saying is like, and this doesn't really make sense to me, but it's making it that like philanthropists would have to... People would be looking to, like, compete against each other. Like, it's gladiator shit, kind of. Like, that the rich are now deciding who gets to have things.
They
it's
always
like,
do, though. Not... It's just...
Exactly.
So, that's welcome to life, bitch.
Yeah, and it's a nice thing.
It's the golden rule.
Yeah.
Whoever has the gold makes the rule, baby boy. Yeah. Simple as that, all right? If you want to fucking be the rich guy, don't be the... if you're... Everyone is playing that game, just so you know.
Yeah.
So if they want to exploit it a little bit, which I don't even look at it as exploiting it, I look at it as just being more honest. It's an honest take on what fucking life is. We run around like idiots while the rich people get to pull the strings and fucking go, look at these idiots running around, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Yeah, I don't know. I almost appreciate the honesty of the guy that goes, ah, let's just take away all the smoke and mirrors. Like, this is what it is. It's me watching poor people act like fools, and it's hilarious and entertaining, and everybody wants to watch it. If you're at home watching it, and you're a poor fool, if you're there's people that watch these things. Mr. Beast is giving away all this money, right? Mm-hmm. He's doing. There's people that watch and go, wow, I wish I could fucking get that call to be on Mr. Beast's game show. I'd nail it. I'd nail those three-pointers, right? And that's a very small way of thinking. You are a loser if you think that way. Or there's other people like me who go, dude, I was like, I want to be able to give away $456,000 for idiots throwing basketballs across half court. How fucking cool would that be, right?
Lewis and I grew up with people with poor mentality.
Yeah.
The amount of times family members have started sentences with, when I win the lottery.
When I win the lottery.
Not when my business I'm successful. Yep. It's when God decides to give me this money.
God forbid, if I could ever just win the lottery, that would change my life. My mom would say, she would get welfare checks, and she'd be like, oh, when I get my money on the first. She would call it her money. And it would just drive me up. I was like, bitch, you didn't do anything for this money. It's actually more my money because I pay taxes as a fucking child employee.
You were a child employee.
I worked every day since I was 11 years old.
What? Oh, you paid taxes on it?
I paid taxes since what was it? I was supposed to be paying taxes on my since I was 14, I guess.
Adios mio.
Yeah,
Lewis.
I've always worked. Yeah, hard fucking worker. Sucks.
There was an article that said that the lottery was racist because it was targeting the poor and the different ethnicities.
It's not targeting it,
but it's like
no
those are the people who want it.
Do the lottery, yeah. Well, that's like the Mr. Beast thing. It's like it's all these hillbillies that he's giving this cataract surgery to because it is very easy to do. It's just all these like, so then you go, okay, 1,000 people. What if like 500 of them get arrested for looking up child porn immediately?
Standing under escalators, looking up girl skirts.
But like what's the difference other than the fact that this works? Between this and like mega preacher who taps people in the head and says they're cured, except he's actually doing it and it's not some horseshit.
The only other thing I could think of like is if there's maintenance that comes with it and there's no follow up that you know that these people can actually do.
Their eyes start melting out of their heads.
Yeah, their eyes start eating them or something.
I don't think that that's it. I don't.
Or like when Oprah would give away cars and there'd be people like, I can't afford the taxes on this fucking
car. Well, dude, in the video, he gives away a car. Like, there's a blind kid. And again, they're not totally blind. They're like hazy blind with cataracts. I don't know, like dogs get, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to drive when I can see, you know? And he's like all like this and shit, you know? And he's like, I want to drive. And then Mr. Beast is like, I'm going to buy him a fucking car when he can see. And then when he can see, he's like, here's a fucking car, dude.
Right.
And then he drives around with the blind kid, and the blind kid's like hitting cones, you know? I swear.
And that's the whole video. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Good for him. Whatever, dude. It's creating content. It has a great peripheral benefit. He's doing some good shit for some people. It's nice watching people, you know, win a little bit of fucking cash. They're happy. Look, most people don't look at that and go, oh, I could be the fucking guy who's giving away, you know, $500,000. You should be training yourself to think that way. Most people don't, unfortunately. So I'm not like.
I can think of a worse thing internet celebrities have done for a blind person in the last year.
Hold on, what are we talking about? I missed the reference.
He works here.
Internet celebrities have done for a blind person.
For a blind mic.
Oh, I see.
You know, but also giving away a plane, it's like someone who gets a plane, they can't afford it. It's like 70.
He's like, when I can see, I want to fly a jet. He's like, I got you a fucking jet, dude.
Yeah, it's like.
Allah Akbar!
It's like 70 grand for fuel, so the guy's got to park it in his yard like a boat.
Yeah, it's just these fucking hillbillies trying to fly around looking for Epstein Island.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. It's all good. Good for Mr. Beast. Fuck anyone trying to hate on it. Let's see. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. YoDelta.com makes incredible Delta 8 THC products that are legal in most states. So if you guys want to get high legally for cheaper, why not do it through YoDelta.com?
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you really high. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. They work at YoDelta.com. You can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works. And these products need to be taken responsibly.
YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GASP when you check out, and you're going to save 25% off. YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? Surgeons extract a condom-wrapped banana that a man ate in a hormonal rage fit. Shannon, what is going on here? Is this a stupid-ass Shannon story of the week?
Yes, I think so.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Shannon's stupid-ass story of the week.
That's the craziest thing I've ever done.
Shannon? And Shannon? Stupid, stupid story of the week, Shannon?
Oh, no. Okay, I'll just tell you about it. So, yeah, this is the picture of what the thing is that they extracted from him. Apparently, this 34-year-old guy just wrapped a banana in a condom.
Wait a minute, banana, unpeeled banana.
This is all we see of it.
It looks like a mushy banana.
It's got to be unpeeled. You can't stick a peeled banana up your ass. It'll just mush.
No, he swallowed it, I believe.
I've seen G.G. Allen try to do that.
Oh, he swallowed it.
He just had to like shove it up in pieces.
So he took a banana, a whole banana, put it in a condom, swallowed it, and then it got mushy and warm. Once the body warmth mushed it around, that's why it looks like that. That's what's going on.
Okay, okay.
Looks like a hot dog.
Why would he do that?
Chloe, have you never seen a hot dog? The fuck is that?
No, I never seen it because it goes in the other way.
Oh my God. So it said he had some sort of fit of hormonal rage, and this was how he expressed it, which he just ate this.
What kind of hormone is he? Are they on something they're not supposed to be on?
Is he transitioning?
Doesn't say. He just said he had a history of depression, and the way he coped was by swallowing this.
That's so funny. That's what he told people. And they were like, since he's sad, we can't say anything. He was sucking the cock of a banana.
Yeah. He was swallowing a banana like it was a cock. He was practicing.
He was going, oh, dude. No. If he's depressed, yeah. Yeah. What do you call it? A hormonal rage? You ready? That's hormonal rage. Yeah. A man who hates himself so much, he wants to die on a cock. That's what that was.
So that's the way he came out of the closet to his family.
Yeah. What a weird conversation I've had with a doctor.
But I also don't understand. You can't, so you have to get that taken out of you, I guess.
He would also have to say, hey, guys, just so you know, forget doctor patient.
Exclusivity?
No, that's not the word.
Confidentiality.
He was like, share my story with the world. Because they can't post about this, right? They can't be like, oh, hey, found a banana in a fag stomach today.
Lewis, what's the craziest conversation you've ever had with a doctor?
With a doctor? Doctor, please scrape this off of my penis. No, that's not true. I've never had anything, actually. No STDs in my life. But I've...
I've heard when people lie, they look up. And then you looked up. It was funny. Then.
I have a few STDs. Yeah. No,
you can't get an STD if you've never been tested. Yeah, you know that.
It's old whose lie. Joke is that?
So I think it's from
a couple people.
Adam Levine or something.
No, I had.
Oh, no, wrong guy.
I have a skin condition. I have very sensitive skin. So I have like, I get itchy. Like I get hives, like out of nowhere. I don't know what I'm allergic to. I've gone to like allergists. I've gone like, it's been years since I got my dog. I'm convinced that I just like my dog sport activated like an allergy in me, a skin allergy.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I get like hives on my skin and I get bumps that like raise. And it'll come out of nowhere. And sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes it does. I've convinced myself it's my diet. I've had conversations with doctors like for years about this. I've gone to multiple different doctors. And there was one point in my life where I've convinced myself that I had skin mites that were bursting through my skin at all times. And that I was like, no, doc. I was like,
they're throwing me into a hormonal rage.
But that was probably the craziest conversation I had with a doctor. I was like, no, doc, like literally. Like a crazy person, I was like, there's bugs. They're exploding from my skin right now. Like, it was.
He's like, what did your mother do for a living? just did crack? Yeah. That's not a living, Lewis.
Skin mite farmer.
And your father?
But that was probably my doctor was like, no, dude, you don't have fucking bugs bursting through your skin.
I love that. But it's just you don't know.
I'm such a hypochondriac.
You didn't know rash. No, the truth is you didn't. We don't know a lot of things. And then so you feel itchy and you go, bugs. You grew up poor and so you go, bugs.
There's bugs on me.
Instead of like, oh, a reaction to a thing. You don't...
Eczema? What the fuck is eczema?
What is an allergy? What is an allergy? You didn't get an allergy test as a kid.
It's cockroaches. There's cockroaches everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
So did they have to operate on this guy? They took it out of his tummy?
It says that they use the term... poop shoot is what they use in the New York Post, but it was a surgery that they had to get it out of him because he was throwing up. He wasn't able to eat. It was a whole thing. It took 6 months for him to get back to normal bowel patterns afterwards.
Until he could eat another banana.
Oh my God.
First thing he did, he was like, the day I feel better, I'm going to fucking
it's like the day I get out of rehab.
That's one of those things where the you also want the surgery, like that's part of the sexual part too, you know? Where they're ripping it out of your ass or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, sounds like you know a lot about that.
Some kinky shit. All right, this is an interesting story. A dismembered human penis is found at an Alabama gas station. Shannon, tell me there's a picture of this dick.
No.
No!
Not a picture.
Shannon.
I'm sorry, but it says they was just found by a customer of the gas station. It was just in the parking lot. And so it was 6 a.m. on a Monday, and when they reported it, the cops said that they would not be investigating this as an assault or murder. And the reason is that they think it had to do with a deadly crash of a motorcyclist that happened the same morning.
Well, they didn't check his dick to see if it was there.
That's one way.
Do they
to
not
get...
check your dick? Can I say, guys, if they ever find my body, check to see if my dick is attached.
They clean up all the pieces, right? There's a crime scene.
That's one way to get a handicap.
And you go,
spot.
You die in your hometown, you know, and it's so terrible. But they close off the streets and the cops handle it, right? Except they forget your dick, and then everybody knows about your dick.
Yeah,
because people walk past it all day and they go, that kind of looks like a dick.
You flip off a motorcycle and your body skids across the road, right? And your pants essentially get ripped, torn, and then your dick gets...
skids against the ground.
I don't even know how your dick would get severed. But let's just say a clean severing of my dick, my soft dick. I don't even understand how the meat exists in my hard dick. Like, if my dick was severed hard and then it got soft, would it shrink to the size that it is now? That's crazy.
Oh, like, what is that? The witch? And then when she takes the ruby slippers off? And then...
Yeah, my soft dick is so pathetic that it's like, you wouldn't even see it's a dick. You'd be like, what is that? Is that a fucking little ring of meat on the floor? What is that? Is that
like
a chicken?
We got
is that a chicken ring from fucking from White Castle? Is there a tiny chicken ring right there? A small.
It's a mouse turd. We got mice. There's a mouse turd. Oh, that's
pull up a chicken ring. This is what my dick would look like sliced off on the ground, like a medium sized piece of calamari.
Calamari.
It's a little ring on the ground. Like, what is that? Is that calamari?
A lot of tartar sauce.
Yes, dude. That's what my dick would look like on the ground. Zach, you get what I'm saying, right? But I'm saying if my dick was hard and all of its
skin condition,
and all of its 5.78 inches of fucking glory, rock hard, right?
Would the blood shoot out the back
and just immediately turn into a fuck? I guess that would. Well, if a hard dick, it is all blood. Yeah. So if you cut off a hard dick, it would just fucking.
Oh, yeah, it'd be like in the movies when they cut off a head, right?
Start shooting
just
everywhere.
Start spurting.
What if it like was like a balloon that you let the air out? It just started shooting all over the...
That's why it ended up. That's why it ended up where it did.
That's got to be so frustrating. They get him back to the coroner's office without a dick. It's like when you're a little kid and you lose one piece of the puzzle. Yeah.
No, they're like, we have to notify this woman. We have to notify this woman's family.
Bricks just posted a severed dick in the racist live chat.
Oh, please.
Is that real?
Let me see.
Is that a real severed dick?
I will be the decider.
Oh, my God.
That looks real.
Yeah, that's real
and
enough.
And that looks
me.
Like my dick, kind of.
It does look like
that
it's
looks
on a baking sheet,
almost
though.
Exactly like my soft penis.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Respect. Yeah. That's a dick.
Is your penis?
It's the same color.
It's multicolored.
Yeah.
Your penis.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Does that not look like my
some...
soft dick?
Can yours just... is darker at the base, but it's similar.
Well, the base is kind of gone.
No, excuse me. Not the base. The like between the head and the shaft.
The shaft.
Lewis has like a Neapolitan thing going on.
I think if I'm dead, you know how the morgue has to take pictures? Take a picture of my dick, like when you lift it up and you go under. So it's like all these pictures of my
underside
dead body
dick.
And then an underside dick at the
nice
morgue.
Shot.
That's good shit.
You could donate a ball.
You can donate a ball.
Oh my God, this is a way to, what do you call that? They do it with dogs. Inmates, because it's inmates. That's how we originally started talking about dicks.
Yeah, but then if you knock up your wife, it's going to be half prisoner.
Oh, you don't know who it is. Oh, it's just they only, when they do a firing squad, they only like load like two or three of the rifles.
Yeah.
You don't actually know which ball did it.
You get a convict's ear. Yeah.
A testicle. Hold on. Does your test if you
I thought you don't need a testicle. You just get rid of a testicle.
You can't donate.
Yeah,
balls.
You don't need to donate a testicle.
I can't get a ball transplant, right, Shannon? That would be crazy.
I said donating a testicle isn't possible except in extremely rare situations.
Except in extremely hilarious situations.
The guy needs one in his mouth now.
You wrap it in a condom and swallow it.
It's the only thing he has on his license.
Yeah. Did we find out that that's a real severed penis? Shannon?
It's irrelevant, brother. It looks like one, and that's all that matters.
No, that's crazy. Can we see severed penises? As many as possible. I would love to make this a whole...
Oh, he sent the article, and it said penile strangulation and amputation in schizophrenic patients.
They just do it to themselves.
Yeah, because they think they have another. Because they're schizophrenic.
Do you remember the Pain Olympics?
Yes.
How much of that was real?
We watched the Pain Olympics in my car.
Oh, no.
In front of the old stand.
We watched, not the Pain Olympics, we watched the Gauntlet.
The Gauntlet.
We did it. We did the Gauntlet on Legion of Skanks, and then I was like, I had to show somebody else. I was like, this is crazy. Yeah. And then Scott was the one.
And then this is me barely blinking. I'm just like, okay, cool, man. Just babies getting hit by cars. I'm just, like,
yeah,
okay,
outside of
dude,
the old
yeah.
stand, dude. We yeah. watched the whole
He's like, you're
going to
vomit. I'm like, right, right.
Dude, the baby getting cut in half by a train was one of the sickest.
Oh, that
I've
is
ever
rough,
seen.
Man.
Dude, it's so metal, but it was fucking heart wrenching.
I think it's so metal because they put heavy metal music in the background.
What if they had put the Thomas the Tank Engine song in the background?
Oh, God.
That was brutal. Yeah,
that was rough, man.
Yeah. Oh no. Shit, why would you show us this?
He said show you severed penis.
That's crazy. That's not just a severed penis. That's like
in progress.
Oh my God.
Also, I.
That's what she threatened to do to the dick. You know what I mean?
What the fuck, Shannon?
In the DMs.
That's not what I would look. Oh, I'm gonna puke.
That's one way to save a parking spot.
Look how horny Chloe's getting.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Chloe's gonna rub one out.
Have you ever seen the video of the dominatrix with the really pointy high heels, and the guy's he's in the floor, and his dick is through the hole in the floor?
Yeah.
And she's stepping on his dick with her high heels, and then she just pokes a hole in it and shoots blood, and his dick goes from hard to soft.
Oh boy.
It's so brutal.
Dude, Pain Olympics, was that all real or was some of it fake?
I have no idea.
It was MDE, like, you know, or BDE, Body Modification Extreme.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was real.
I think a lot of it was real, but a lot of it was fake, and it was like, these guys would... like take razor blades to their dick and peel them like bananas.
Yeah,
it was bonkers. Like it was hard to fucking watch. But that was like in the old internet, like Rotten.com. That was like post Rotten.com.
Ogrish.
Where you got fucking like videos of like hardcore shit. And it was just that trailer for it that went around. I don't even know if anybody even had the full video. That's why I almost feel like it was sort of like an internet prank. Because like I don't even know anybody who saw the whole Pain Olympics. It seemed to be just the trailer.
Yeah. You know, you should, because you do have a platform, and no one docks her, but you should try to find out who Tub Girl was and, you know, maybe give her the credit she deserves.
Oh, the girl that...
Gangfest Vegas.
That drowned herself in the tub?
Did she die?
No, the girl, the diarrhea.
She drowned her tub. She diarrhea on her face.
There's an Asian chick who's got her legs over her head.
Oh, she's Asian? I thought she was wearing a mask.
Oh, could be. Her she was pixelated, so I assumed.
But
she's got her legs over her head, and she's spraying diarrhea in the air into her mouth.
Yeah, Shannon, look up Tub Girl.
Did they die, some people, in the Pain Olympics?
I don't know. They did crazy shit to their dicks. I almost feel like if that's your kink, you got one shot to cut your dick up.
Sure.
But the
problem is, it's like, it's not, why do that? There's no end goal other than what?
People are mad at Mr. Beast for giving people sight.
Yeah.
And they're not mad at these guys slicing their dicks up with razor blades? That's crazy. Get your fucking priorities straight, people. If you were protesting the BME Pain Olympics,
if you gotta mutilate your dick, make it last.
I wonder what has
like
more
a Yakuza
views,
Mr. With
Beast's
fucking pearls.
Most recent video or the Pain Olympics?
Probably Mr. Beast.
Yeah, fuck.
Rotten.com. Let's see. Some of it was fake, mostly just body mods. Some of it was fake. All right, a lot of people are saying it's fake.
Screw you guys. No, it's not.
Have you ever seen the Yakuza penises?
I don't think so.
No. Yakuza bosses will get pearls implanted in the shaft of their dick in like patterns, and it's like a sign of wealth that they can fill their dick with pearls.
Dude.
Whoa.
Would. Could. Will.
It's pretty cool, and they get like designs and shit. Yeah.
Dude, that sounds awesome, dude. Oh, that's what that is?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
But they Lewis get, like, already has that.
They get little
designs. What are you talking about?
They're pearls.
I showed them to my doctor.
Yeah, yeah. They're pearls. It's
Lewis has barnacles.
Doggy, I've seen this in porn before, and I'm like, I literally was like, this guy is the craziest set of warts that I've ever seen. And I was like, why would you do this? Crazy.
But no, I've seen it in like nice like lattices and like, yeah, not that. But
Zach, in nice lattices.
I've seen it where they're not huge like that. They almost make two designs.
No, no, I've seen ones where it'll make your mouth drool. Trust me.
Oh, my fucking God. I'm sure for a fucking lady that rules, though.
It's got to rule.
Look at Natalie. Natalie's like, yeah, it's give
like,
it to me.
It's like a cock ring.
Yeah, it is. It's like a, you know, dildos. They have like different shapes and
Johnny
weird fucking alien shapes and shit. Johnny Cochran.
If the pearl fits in your dick,
that's what's up. Yeah.
You must, I don't know, take it. All right,
you must put it in the slit.
How do they get them in? Do they? Where? How do they insert them?
Surgically. What's
the
price?
Through the pee hole.
No,
surgically. Yeah, they cut and put it in the heels. They're implants.
Well, they take but clams out of the ocean, the right? They're from clam. They take clams out of the ocean.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, they're surgically implanted.
That's a great line if you have that. It's like, I'm going to put my pearl in your clam.
Ooh, yeah.
Solid land. She couldn't say no to that.
Yeah.
Couldn't say no. Found a great website. Didn't find it. Ralph gave it to me. Is there even...
Didn't find it.
I didn't find it. No.
Fell in my lap. Was open when I walked into my room.
No, Ralph gave it to me. Ah, I'm so sore. Oh.
From knee surgery.
No, dude.
And you guys
surgery.
Go, oh, he starts the show late. He fucking limped in here.
I did. No, Ralph gave me this website. And I will tell you right now, it's fucking pretty great, okay? It is called appointmenttrader.com. It's not an ad. I posted this on social media, and people are like, this fucking, what a terrible idea. I'm like, this is the best idea ever. So my girl's coming into town for Valentine's Day. We're going to Puerto Rico a couple days later with the family. But
high five.
You could have.
She went, mm-hmm.
Her and
only
I
heard
her
it
and
though.
I are actually having coffee.
No, I bet you are. Talk. You fucking get it. Go have a fucking chat with her. Let her know everything. Fucking asshole, Chloe. Fucking troublemaker. Fucking women. They can't help themselves. So yeah, what's it called? Valentine's is coming up, right? I made us a reservation at a nice restaurant. This restaurant, whatever it is, I'm gonna give you the details. It just fucking sucks, and they never confirmed the reservations, and I was like concerned that we weren't gonna get in, right? So I was trying to find an alternative. Right. And I couldn't get a reservation for any good restaurants. I like to eat at nice restaurants.
You got to take her to Carbone.
Carbone's on this website.
Oh.
So you know. Okay. Now, what it is people can put their reservations at hotels and restaurants up for sale, and people could bid on the reservations. So, yeah, for Valentine's Day, there's a bunch of amazing restaurants that you can't get reservations for. I paid $150 to go. I won't say where I'm going. But
scalping for reservations.
Yeah, this is rich people selling their seats at restaurants,
yes.
Lewis.
And
yes. You think it's awesome.
I think it's great.
Fuck these motherfuckers. Dude, go dancing. Do what people do
go
who
dancing.
Can't
dance.
Get the fucking reservation.
He can't dance his knee.
You can't get the reservation yet, Lewis. Don't fucking get a cheat code. One day you will get the reservation.
No, but that's the cheat.
You work very hard, and God bless you, but you don't deserve the seat at the fucking place yet. So go to where you belong. You know where I take Khalees? Wherever the fuck I can that night. I go, oh, fuck, I forgot, because I work so hard and I'm depressed because that's the level of money I have. You make a reservation where you can. Don't buy an extra reservation.
Well, here's the thing.
Out of your mind, I'm sorry for yelling at you.
No, it's okay to yell at me, and I appreciate the passion, okay?
Wow.
But it's not just for my girl. It's for me. I like to eat good food. I like to go to a very nice restaurant.
Food is that much better there, and you know they don't give bigger portions. We've done this. Khalees will like get a job for 2 weeks and then blow. And she'll go, let's spend all the money on a dinner. And we're fucking eating like idiots, you know. You know how they do. And then, you know, she'll go, let's go on vacation. I go, baby, come on, the kids got to go through college, you know. And anyway,
create memories. Let me tell you something. You can't. Let me tell you. Save all you want. You know, nobody's gonna. Your kids aren't gonna have. Memories of you say, my dad saved. What a great memory that
can't
was.
Can't take it with you.
The dad certainly not saved, but, you know, we're trying to. And, but anyway, what were we talking about?
We were talking about
reservations.
I get it because, so are people making those reservations with no intention of using them just to sell them?
I think that they probably are. I think this is a subsect. Now look,
you know people own seats at like the fanciest restaurants.
But
right?
Here's the thing. That's also
yeah, dude, fuck that.
That's like also
Rayo's.
Yeah, dude.
If you want to go to a nice restaurant, if you want to go to One If By Land, which is like a really you know hard to get in restaurant,
it's called One If By Land.
One If By Land, Two If
it's
By
called
City.
Something. A pirate said? What is that even from? Suck a dick. Are you retarded?
It's Paul Revere, you fucking
it's
communist.
It's called One If By Land, and you enter on a ship, and they say, "Arr, matey." And I go, "Roar."
And your waiter is a fake parrot on his shoulder.
One If By Land, Two
One If By Land,
sea.
Two If By Sea. That's
it's called
the American
one fish,
Revolution.
Two fish, red fish, blue fish. Suck a cock, Lewis.
I love how ignorant
go
he
dancing.
Is.
It's pretend you're more Puerto Rican than you are and learn how to fucking dance. And have a nice, memorable night with her. Not a dinner where you go, this is good, right? And she goes, uh-huh.
Are you a big dancer?
You're so rich.
He loves dancing.
No, yeah, Scott, are you a big shit, dancer?
So like make excuses, you know?
Scott lives like a black person in the 40s. He goes to underground dance clubs.
No, I live like a black person in the 40s. And I go, babe, they won't let us in any of these places.
Oh, my God.
I go, babe, they're wrong to
people
us.
People pay
terrible.
Money here, listen to music and dance provocatively.
Every night and I cry. You don't believe what they did to me.
Oh, my God.
You're Scott Azuzu. You got to love your Negro. Negro man. You got to love your Negro man.
Scott, I appreciate your passion, but I respectfully disagree
you
with
gotta,
you.
Brother, I you enjoy... got Aladdin it. Girls love an Aladdin. You got to just take her, you know, take her places.
My girl does not want
riff
an Aladdin.
Street rats. Yeah,
my girl wants. My girl
that.
Wants the fucking well, Jafar.
The
she
prince.
Wants a Jafar.
Oh my
she wants an evil fucking
oh,
amulet.
That's
and
why
a,
you got the mustache.
Yeah, a scepter.
Yeah, like, she wants Scar, not limb. Mufasa.
Yeah,
no,
she's not that chick. She's not trying to get a fucking Aladdin.
Well, that's unfortunate, man.
Yeah. She,
Lewis.
I get this because you're paying for a service. One of my first jobs, I worked with like a scalping thing for the opera because there was a line to get standby tickets and I would go stand on that line, get the tickets. And I worked for a business that would sell them to rich people and they would pay me like $20 an hour to stand on the line for rich people.
They do it at the airport now where there's like an even more exclusive thing.
Scott's
where just,
so
people
mad
get
about
fucking guided.
People that have money. He's
no,
shaking
because it's
right
going to separate us even more.
You're just like, why can't
I'm
we dance at the airport?
Dick.
But can I say?
Mad people are going to be able to cut the line and shit.
But can I say? The goal should be to be able to do that.
I love Clear.
This is not a.
Sure,
I love Clear.
Goal.
I pay more money. I pay more money at the airport to cut the line.
No. The goal shouldn't be. Oh, I have access to cutting lines and eating at fancy restaurants.
Yeah.
Honestly,
the goal should be like. Oh, I don't give a fuck about those things, and I have a family, and I'm taking care of them, and my money goes to that.
Can I say
what
my rebuttal to this is that.
Can I get hotter coffee so I can throw this in
my
face?
I have a family that I care about, and that's my priority. Mm. And my priority is
you're
to
amazing.
Give them
yes.
nice things like going to nice restaurants and be able to cut a line. My goal, we have the power, and this is, I really believe this. I'm not just talking shit here.
Sure.
We have the power to set whatever goals we want in
no
life.
No diggity,
right?
No doubt.
Right? And I learned this when my son was born. I said by the time he's 4 years old, when he starts having memories, I was like, I want to have some nice things. I want to have a nice apartment, nice house, a nice car. I want to be able to take him on nice vacations. I want to be able to go to nice restaurants. And it was a
and
goal.
And if that doesn't work out, do something really fucked up and reset him for another year.
Let me finish this point, okay? And I very clearly was like, that's what I want. I was like, I just want to have some nice things. And then sure enough, the time he was 4 or 5 years old, that's when I started having my shit come together. And if I pull it back, I realize that I just set an arbitrary goal. I chose that goal. It's as simple as like, I could have said, oh, I want to have $100,000 in the bank, or I want to have $1 million in the bank. We have the power to hit whatever goals we decide. We do it every month. We all decide that we want to pay our rent every month, that we want to pay our cable bill, and we want to pay our cell phone. Most people we know essentially make the amount of money they need to make to survive. It's not a coincidence. It's because everyone hits their fucking goals every month. We are human beings who are designed to hit our goals, right? Why not set bigger goals?
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. And it may be not skipping a line. Maybe it's fucking whatever. It could be whatever else it is.
Sure, sure.
I think, you know, caring about your family and taking care of your family, that's getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth. That should be
washing
going without being
ass,
said, right?
Yes.
That's fucking, yeah, obviously we're doing that, right? But at that point, I go, well, hold on. Am I going to give my son the bare minimum? Am I just going to pay my bills every month? Or am I going to try to give my son...
the bare maximum.
Bare
one fish, two fish.
Maximum.
Dr. Seuss.
That's a magazine I'm in next month.
Bear to the max.
The bear. Wait, Disney World is the one who started the cutting the lines with the Fast Pass.
Good.
That was like the first place, remember?
You'd clear rules, yeah, and now it's at Yankee Stadium.
There. Let's do that.
They have clear at Yankee Stadium?
Yankee Stadium and Madison Square Garden have clear now.
No.
Wait,
I have clear.
What's yeah. clear? What is clear?
That's when you pay more.
I can cut the line at Madison Square Garden?
You cut the security line, yeah.
He's clear.
Clear is the shit.
Clear
the
rules. Shit. That's what you're talking about when you pay more to skip.
I show up at the airport an hour before
Lewis is so passionate about cutting the line because his... Because his dad cut a line and got stabbed.
His dad got cut online.
That's the joke.
Oh, shit. But anyway, look, I think this website's great. I paid $150 for a very nice, exclusive restaurant. Carbone, to get Valentine's Day, you know how much you have to pay to take
how
the reservation?
Much?
$1,000 just to get the reservation.
That what? Place is great.
Just
and
to
then
get
you're
the
all
reservation.
Sitting there like a bunch of dickheads, like we paid $1,000. Like, do you just? I mean, I guess you don't sit there.
The people
and
that pay $1,000,
you cut your
the
steak,
people that pay $1,000,
fuck right.
It's yeah. a drop in the bucket. It yeah. means nothing.
So doesn't
to them.
It at that point become fucking tacky? Like, oh, what did you get $1,000 to be able to do this?
No, it's you just got to have the experience. An
yeah,
amazing.
It's
food.
Better. It's.
It just sounds like going to Disney. Scott, you go like, do you got a motherfucker? It,
look, I look. The difference between a
it's
fine.
Like we went to Busch Gardens.
The
like,
difference
oh,
between
you went to
a fine dining restaurant.
It's poor. It's still poor brain shit though.
This difference between a fine. No, it's not though. The difference between a fine
you're
dining
going
restaurant.
To, like the stereotypical shit.
I don't
hire a chef and have him like think of like fun ideas.
It's not
stereotypical.
Not
everyone can do it.
Not everyone can do it.
Oh my God, Lewis.
You're just wrong.
Can do
look,
it.
Chloe
only
grew
people
up rich.
Look, can and once they can, Scott, they do. So it's all the people that can do it.
Scott, Chloe grew up rich as fuck. I grew up poor. We have a different perspective, but we are on the same page here,
yeah,
right?
We are. We said
listen,
the same thing at once.
I love the idea of let's make a bunch of fucking money and hell yeah. But these names, I'm broke and I've heard of them. You're talking about Starbucks for rich people. You have poor people brains because you're fucking losers. Don't go to Carbone's. Hire a private chef for a night and goo 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 goo.
You can do that too.
Yeah,
that too. That sounds awesome. That's a different
night.
Night.
Yeah.
No, it's
that's
not.
Just another night.
No, it's not.
Poor people mentality
you're going
is
to the
like
Applebee's of
no.
the rich people.
That's
you're
no,
poor
Scott.
Of the rich
you're
people.
You're
if you're
delusional.
Rich, you go, hey, let's go fuck kids
Scott,
tonight. That's what rich people.
Talking out of your ass. I've been to Applebee's. I've never been to Carbone, but I've been to some pretty nice restaurants.
Outback's bread.
But Lewis, you will go to Carbone.
I will go to Carbone.
Yeah.
Ew.
I don't really care about Carbone.
I would love to go to Carbone.
Is Carbone Italian?
You fucking loser.
Is that a loser to want to go to Carbone? You're the loser for speaking
get,
this way.
I hope you get stabbed in front of Carbone's.
You should go
and
to
the ghost
I
of your father goes, Lewis, see?
You could go to
I hope it's
Carota
an accidental
really
mob hit.
I hope
Village.
You get carbon monoxide poisoning gosh. Tonight, Scott.
I hope there's a mafia assassin who looks exactly
you
like Lewis.
Do that. Carbon you know monoxide, do it, hit it.
We are dividing the chat right now. A lot of people are saying Scott is right. Some people are saying Scott's having a meltdown.
I'm not having a meltdown.
Look, I'm just saying the difference between please the difference between toy the difference between a fine dining experience and the average restaurant. I mean, it's night and day. Everything from the presentation to the flavor.
It's night and day in that there's black people at the one, and then there's day. At
Doggy,
the
I'll take
one.
You.
No,
I will take you to something as simple as like Nobu, which is like kind
no,
of a
I
hack.
Bet,
that's
oh yeah,
a
I
hack.
Bet. Look, I have very wealthy
sushi,
friends.
Just a sushi restaurant.
Look,
it's a huge difference. You're not gonna.
I have many friends who have surpassed me in all
it's
ways.
It's not a scam.
They've taken me out to dinner. It's corny. They go, oh, Mister. Boo, edit it out, you know, and then they go and then they don't call him the N-word, but you know they just start giving him stuff like it's his birthday. They go, try this,
yeah,
and you go, don't wipe my ass,
dude, getting an amuse-bouche like that only exists.
What is that? Is that a type of rim job, you fucking homo? An amuse-bouche? Oh yeah, you come hard when that happens to you.
That's when a girl
is
has
that
clam
when what
pukes.
Is that when the beard tickles your balls? Fuck you.
Dude,
what a
Scott,
loser.
Scott is truly a man of the people. I will
no,
say.
No, because I hate, like, I love
right.
the idea of making
you're
your
right.
money, dude. I love, make your fucking money. Like, yeah. I wish I knew how, I wish I understood money. You know, I wish I could fucking do it. But I know if I had it, I wouldn't be like, what's the thing that everybody goes to immediately when they get past 1,000 Patreon subscribers, you fucking loser?
Yeah.
Sorry, not you, them.
No, them. Everyone,
them.
Everyone but me. But
yeah, no, you're the I love you, dude. I love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, of course.
You're the man. No, he's like a good man.
Yeah.
And so I also go like, he's gonna have the sweetest conversation with this girl. He's so sweet. He fucking, you know, he's so sweet to his girls.
His girls.
Well, but it's also like having a puppy, you know? You go like, oh, you know, it's a puppy for 6 months, and then you get a new puppy, motherfucker. Have a dog for once, you know?
Look, I'm just saying, Scott, it doesn't even...
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Success
anymore.
Is defined however you want to define
sure,
it, right?
Sure.
So you might
listen,
you might
I don't got
on,
none
listen,
of it,
you
but...
might make a lot of money and donate it, and that's whatever it is, it makes you feel fucking great.
Mr. Beast, like, I took 1,000 couples to Nobu.
But listen.
Everyone would go, let's burn Mr. Beast's house down.
Scott, listen to me. Nobu is out.
Nobu's, I love Nobu. So to this day, I love Nobu.
Nobu is what Scott tells Khalees when she asks if they have reservations.
It's the second time you've used the Nobu joke.
I know I've done that one before, but Scott wasn't here.
That one is really funny.
So funny. What's up, nigga?
I know I've done that exact joke, but this was for Scott.
You fuck, look fuck. No,
that's so good.
You know what it is? It's Valentine's Day is coming up, and her birthday is right after. Stop. And I'm
are you
fucked,
on coke
dude.
Today? What is going on? Relax. Chill.
No, dude, I had a bunch of coffee. Oh, I had a 5-hour energy drink.
Relax. Let me just relax. Calm down. Let's bring it down.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I enjoy little things. Like, I don't need to go to Equinox, right? I like being in a nice gym that costs $300 a month because when I walk in, I feel fucking great. I like the smell of the Kiehl's products. I like the smell of the eucalyptus towels and the eucalyptus in the steam room. You're not getting that at a Planet Fitness. I can lift weights and put them down. That's that. It's an investment into my own psychological well-being. Mm-hmm. Same thing eating at a nice restaurant, driving a nice car, having nice things, going nice places, taking my family on a vacation every year. I say, I want to do this. Because I want to continue to be able to do this. I invest into my psychological well-being, and that's what eating at a nice restaurant is. Even if it's the same exact quality as a restaurant that costs half as much, if it makes you feel better and it inspires you to do more things, it's only a net positive. Just a net positive.
Yeah.
I love that.
You do?
That's really great.
Scott needs to change it. You're wired to think like a fucking... You need to start thinking like a Republican.
No, you're absolutely right.
Or like you got to start thinking about a rich guy.
I was really bad at math in school, and then it turns out that money is math, you know? Like, it's numbers and shit. And so I went, fuck it. I don't do it, dude. I don't like it. Teach me your ways.
I will.
Okay,
I truly
thanks.
Will.
Thank you.
Let's see.
Lewis made me the most money I made last year was because of Lewis, and I'm arguing with him.
Yeah.
About this. Ugh. All right. We'll figure it out.
Good. You're killing it, dude. You're doing fucking great. You know.
We're getting there.
I'm not right about anything. I'm just saying this is my personal philosophy and I'm doing okay. The deficit that I came from to where I'm at now is the equivalent of like if Chloe were to own NASA. Now, like it's fucking crazy.
Hell yeah.
Wow. No, it ain't happening, Chloe. You're very far off from that.
I know.
You've fallen off.
I have no career at all.
I don't know what's happening with you. If I had Chloe's upbringing,
what was her upbringing? What's your upbringing?
I don't know.
Chloe, if you had my upbringing, just so you know, you would currently be sucking cock for crack on a corner right now.
Or hooking up with someone's opener.
Or hooking up with someone's opener.
Somehow still talking shit with your girlfriends about you.
Somehow. Like, hey, you see that guy Lewis?
Oh, no.
Wait, but what was your upbringing?
Chloe grew up very, very well to do.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything if shit goes down, you know?
I had a pool. The rumor mill says, I'm talking about Chloe, like, and she doesn't like to talk about it because she's classy. Rich people don't talk this way. Chloe had, like, fuck you money. Not, like, has a pool.
Yeah.
Fuck you money. Her family. Am I wrong or am I right? I'm right.
It was nice growing up.
Yeah, Chloe, like, without getting into it, like, her mom was a fucking, like, high, like, well-known model. Her dad was, like, a fucking Wall Street, like, guy.
Oh,
like,
that's
big,
cool.
Big guy,
okay,
like,
yeah.
The LeBronches.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but they pass around their kids. She's been fucked since she was four.
I'm one of seven.
Yeah. She's like one of those pit bulls where their nipples are all fucked up, you know? Let's take her in. And
there's pictures
of shit on her.
Rubbing
this is
her
not...
uncle's feet in a steam room somewhere.
That's how you get in the inheritance.
I know.
There's pictures of Chloe massaging Bill Clinton through a window.
Life still happens, though. Bad things happen to you, right?
Oh, yeah. But I bring them on myself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not.
Well, hey, whatever
that is.
It's
like a DIY trauma situation for me.
Yeah. I mean, Chloe's like, you know, she's a special case. She's great.
Thank you.
You're a good girl. Let's see.
I'm not an asshole.
No, you're not an asshole. I think Chloe's a funny, good person. I just think she's a fucking chick.
She's always
a joy. Her instincts
to be
a chick just fucking overtake everything else.
I don't notice that. I don't even get chick vibes from you. So. No, not even that. Because
my dick fell off.
No, you're always just like chilling. You're not fucking, you know. She doesn't gossip to me, I guess, is what I mean to say.
Let's see.
You never dated Lewis.
Let's see. All right. Dancing with Wolves actor is arrested for sex cult.
You're going to like this one. Dancing.
Sex abuse and sex trafficking minors. Which actor is this from Dancing with Wolves?
He's the one who played Smiles a lot. This is him in the movie with what's his face?
I'd be smiling a lot, too, if I had a bunch of teen brides.
This is him.
It's Kevin No.
Yeah, that's Kevin Costner, Shannon.
No,
that's Kevin Costner and a young lady.
He's the fucking man.
It's the young lady. So, yeah, this was him in 1990. And then he went on to people in his tribe, I guess. So his real name is Chasing Horse. I actually have his full
name. Oh, how fucking
here.
Cool is that when it's like his real name is the most ridiculous?
That's what Chloe went to rehab for. It's
no, that guy's chasing pony.
His real name is Nathan Lee Chasing His Horse.
Nathan Lee Chasing His Horse.
Yeah.
Wait, so he hooked up with kids?
Yeah, I mean,
so
when you're, and no offense to American Indian culture, but if that's how stupid you are, that you name them like literal things that your ancestors did, like we've moved on from that, right? Like the white version of that is like, you know, Smith.
But
right?
You know what, or, you know what I think it is, Lewis? I think it's like this psychological well-being thing where they give themselves these names and it makes them feel good. That's their wealth. Like, so instead of making reservations and bidding on a thing,
they live on them.
They go like, let's connect ourselves.
No!
Damn it, Zach. We're so in tune with each other. He's just literally 1 second faster than me in everything.
He's good.
Except walking.
Mentally. Yeah, mentally.
Except walking, breathing, moving, running, any of those other things. Yeah, so what is the story with this guy, Shannon?
So in his tribe, he was known as like a medicine man or holy person. And so his followers would just give him their daughters that were as young as 13 years old. And he would take them on as his wives and then to perform like, quote, healing ceremonies. And then he went on to like traffic the kids and would like hand them off to other people for money. He did this for 20 years. And they found
how much could
him.
I buy a child for?
A native child?
Like
I don't
a native
know.
Child. Like I was like, I want, and I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to.
Look, they should have a website where you could access like native children. Okay, sorry.
That was good.
I mean, what if you give them a truly a better life?
You can definitely buy kids. Adoption is really competitive.
Mr. Beast buys children and sets them free.
Does he do that?
No, that's just my idea for him.
That's a great idea, Natalie.
So good, yeah.
That's a great idea.
He sets them free.
He lets them free. Sets yeah. them free, and then I have a trap.
She's like, to do it. We got him.
Let's. Yeah, I mean, how much is a child worth? I really just want to know that.
Can we guess? Can we go around the room?
Yes, $25,000.
Million.
No.
These Chloe. Are Native Americans, Chloe.
Chloe, oh, yeah. Native American children. This is not a LaBranche child.
No, no, no. But would that be like? It's like. Like a rarer, you know, like is this like Pokemon, like a native kid? How do you even find, you know, how many of those are there?
No, I think they're no, that's not, it's not, no. It's not good.
Oh, okay.
It's not, you're not like,
it's
ooh.
Not a higher price.
But yeah. To be honest with you, I think you can convince me that natives are Puerto Ricans, and I think Puerto Ricans are pretty valuable.
Actually, my ex was going through a divorce and they were fighting for custody and he tried to buy the kid.
Wow.
In court.
For how much?
I don't know. He's like, just can I buy the child?
He said it like that?
Yeah, he tried to do it in court with his dad.
Wow, he's like, I'm going to buy it.
And he went like this, he went.
Yeah, that's, damn. Yeah, I guess not. I mean, I guess, yeah.
I bet a kid's at least 50 grand.
At least.
I bet a kid's
like black market baby.
No, black baby. I mean,
yeah,
black
but if you baby. Have a kid, you buy a
fucking
kid.
Buyer's market.
You're saying like, it's like, she's a Puerto Rican. That doesn't sound nice. You go, she's from the Lenne Lenape tribe. That sounds amazing. You go, holy shit, let's fuck that thing.
Tribe?
Yeah, you say whatever you want. You bought a native.
I'm not fucking.
No, I'm not going
there. Dude, I'm literally putting that thing in a basket and sending it up the river.
Come on, Native American. There's mass graves full of them under schools. They're not hard to get.
This is crazy. A Latino,
it's like buying used Kleenex.
A Latino child. Look, it's you want a white child, but the you know a black child is fun because it's like an accessory.
Oh my God, Louis.
Like the Blind Side.
Yeah, dude. You have a black kid. You're like, look who I am. A Native child. Like, what the fuck is that? What do you have?
You're
with
gonna save
you?
On college.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It pays for itself.
Why is it drinking? It's three.
Why are you at the casino again? Yeah.
This guy has a major drinking and gambling problem. All right. That was fucking... do we know how much a baby costs on the black market? The dark web?
I don't, but I did find an article talking about how in the 1950s, there was a program where they were trying to adopt out Native American kids, and you could get one for just a sponsorship fee of $10.
It's great.
You could just get a Native American kid.
Shannon, are you sure that wasn't one of those things on TV where they're like, sponsor this kid for...
Oh, like 5 CDs for a penny?
Yeah. You remember that? I remember being a kid being like, oh, I want to sponsor a kid.
Yeah, I have an ex-girlfriend who did that. Kid in Haiti.
I could do that right now. Shannon, why doesn't the Real Ass Podcast sponsor a kid?
Do we get to name it?
Did we do this on Legion of Skanks?
Oh, no.
Is this an old Legion of Skanks bit? I think we did sponsor an African child on Legion of Skanks years ago.
Where is
you could sponsor
where
an
is
African
he now,
child
Lewis?
By letting me this open for you sometime.
I can steal my own. I can steal my own ideas, right?
Lewis, where is he now?
The African child.
That you sponsored.
It's Godfrey. No, we gave him a job.
Yeah. No need for apologies.
Yeah, they grew up and became Dave Temple.
Oh, that's good.
Is anyone in the racist live chat? Do you remember if we sponsored a child on Legion of Skanks? It doesn't matter. I'll sponsor another child. Real Ass Podcast. Let's adopt a fucking African baby.
Yeah, you could adopt a dolphin too.
Can you?
Yeah.
And that'll can swim.
Hi, I'm Chris.
That is not his name.
Search for a child sponsor. I don't want it. Ew. No, not him.
This is.
She's cute, maybe.
I can't do this. We can't.
We know.
We're not. Wait, there's a swipe right feature
too
on
old.
Adopting kids?
Too old. Sorry, Eliza. Get to work.
Oh, no. I'm going to go to the bathroom during this part. And not to do
that's
anything
a,
bad.
That's a girl?
Yes.
Cecilia, 7 years old.
How old do you want, Lewis?
Hi, I'm Mishi now. It's kind of fucked up that they don't just randomly give you a child. You have to pick which child you want to sponsor based, like, as you're swiping right and swiping left like it's Tinder.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. No.
Are these purebreds?
It's like hot or not.
Let's see.
That guy's
Big,
chill.
Big J is a sore loser in the Race to Live chat. Says can't even sponsor a site that works. Truth Bomb. Actually, we have a new website that's being launched. Shannon, when does the new live streaming start? That's happening very soon, right?
Very soon. I just don't want to say because I just saw it in our work group chat.
Say
I don't,
it.
But it's
Real Ass
yet.
Podcast. We can say anything we want on this show. I don't care if Ralph gets mad at me. Shannon, when are we supposed to have the new streaming up?
I think I could be wrong. I think tomorrow.
Wow.
I'm probably wrong, so don't hold me to that.
I can't deal with it. If it doesn't work, people are going to lose their minds.
Yeah, that's going to be all my fault.
Wait, we're not done shopping for African babies. Now he looks mean.
Yeah, I like
that name.
Maloopy? Maloopy's mean mugging. Fuck that.
Rejoice.
Who she's names cute. These children? Not their fucking African parents, I'll tell you that much. Oh, she's
keep,
cute, though.
Keep it moving. Miriam? No.
No. Shannon, let's find a child. Maybe not African.
And now we got back. We're back to the
Christmas.
Beginning. We
Christmas
ran out of black
back.
Children.
Can we? That's it? That's the whole site.
No,
first of all, this website is shit. They can't, like, they talk shit about the Gas Digital website. This is a terrible looking website. I want a better looking website if we're going to be donating money to them. And I will say, like, $20 a month, right? In Africa, that buys you, I mean, just tons of fucking goats and beans.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you say? Goats and what?
Goats and beans.
What does
yeah,
that
you're
mean?
Up to your waist in goats and beans.
Goats
for
and beans
bucks.
And rice, dude. Holy shit, dude. $20 a month. That'll feed a whole fucking family.
This site is at $39, and you can also choose a different country.
What country?
You can choose Asia, or you can choose someplace in Asia or someplace in the Americas.
I'm not sponsoring an Asian child because I feel like Asian people hate Americans deep down inside.
You think OnlyFans has fucked up sponsoring children? You think less kids are getting sponsored because of
just
dumb
streaming
horse
in general,
assholes?
Dude? If you look at what I get charged for streaming, I mean, it's got to be wild. I don't even use Hafit. Hulu, Netflix,
Disney Plus. I watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and that's it.
You
dude.
Name it, I have it. Go ahead.
Herpes.
No. No, but I like every streaming service you could think of. I fucking got. They're all. It really adds up.
You
they're
got
all
Peacock, dude.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They added. You thought they were going to be like they all start off with like $6, $5 a month. You're like, this isn't that bad. And then they all just raise their prices where every one of them is like $18 a month now.
Yeah, they fucking
out of nowhere.
Us.
Out of nowhere. And you're like, this is like a wild thing.
I
pay for two porn sites.
Why are you paying for porn sites?
Because they make it really hard to cancel. And I never have the time to sit there and.
Lewis, no offense. Every time I see you, like before we say hi to each other, you're yelling at someone on the phone about like, figure this out. Have someone figure out your porn thing. It's hard to cancel. This liar.
I can't let my employees know the type of porn sites that I've joined.
Okay.
No, one of them's a virtual reality porn site.
Wow.
That I joined when I got the VR goggles. Okay. And I was like, well.
Oh, that's nuts. My friend
has
that.
It was great. Okay, but I got over it because they didn't have enough new shit fast enough. You need new shit, right? So I was like, all right, whatever. Yeah. But then canceling on VR, I'm trying to mm-hmm. doing this, yeah, trying to cancel shit.
I'm not coming back.
It's never happening.
Pinch your right titty.
It's not happening. Right. So, and I don't even know and then there was another one that I signed up for 2 years ago, whatever it was. I got caught by something. It was like a point. I was like, oh, I want to watch the full version of this one. And I was like, I'm going to do the free trial.
You were in the zone.
I was in the zone, dude. I was in the zone.
You were like, I know her. She drove there that day. She's just a lady. She's probably got problems. Oh, my God. She definitely has problems.
Caught by Chris Hansen.
Yeah, dude. I fuck it. And then, I signed up for that. And then I tried to cancel. And when you hit the cancel link, it literally just redirects to some other shit. And it's just a scam. And I'm never going to do it.
People have the same complaint about Gas Digital, right?
That's not true. People love Gas Digital. And we're starting the new streaming tomorrow, hopefully, right, Shannon? So we're testing it?
Hopefully, yes.
So essentially we're building a new website, building a new app, we're building everything new from ground up. But the actual streaming itself will be, so the website's going to look the same. It's still going to be the same website, but it's going to be their streaming service. So we're switching streaming services this week, which will hopefully alleviate a lot of those issues of crashing and all that other stuff. But I mean, look, the stream's up now. What are people complaining about? I feel like we've had a pretty good little run here, Shannon, right?
Mm-hmm. When I own NASA, I'll help.
Yeah. All right, we got to wrap this one up. It's always fun. Always fun.
Always fun, man.
The great Chloe LeBrunch.
Thank you.
The great Scott Chapman.
Thank you.
Support both these guys, and we will see you guys Friday. Peace.
That's all, folks.